That was lost through human sin, and now we restore can control our soul, we can control our impulses, we can do away with bad habits. We can learn how to forgive one another. We can learn to reconcile, to forgive, to restore life rather than take it away. Not to be jealous, but to be happy when another is prosper. To move aside from envy. To be glad of the blessings that we have and to be thankful for all that we have. Not to live in fear. That's not the Christian way. But to live in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. For that to happen, though, we can't move our heart. We have to love God. I love God. Well, let's go a bit further. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, these are different. Which ones? All of them? Sometimes I have to pick and choose. Well, they fall to the three of all. Every one. The love of God, Jesus says, entirely, your whole being, heart, soul, mind, strength, to move away from sin and to do what is right and what is good. Love God. Honor God. Worship God. It's great to see a full church. It is. Every Catholic church throughout the world right now is this full today. Wasn't this full on Sunday? Won't be quite as full next Sunday. But something interesting happened several years ago, I forget. After the Twin Towers in New York were hit by the airplanes, back in 9/11, church was full again. But then people realized that things were going to be okay, they were going to be safe, and the numbers began to dwindle after the Sunday passed. You can't do that. Because I promise you that if the churches of America were just as full as this one is right now, on the Sunday before 9/11, then 9/11 may not have happened at all. Because sin begets sin. Distance from God allows sin to come right in, and of course, things like that, most tragedies, are the result of evil. And human sin brought to fruition. We don't need that. God doesn't want it. He doesn't want it to happen to us. But we allow these things to happen. But as I said, the good news is it doesn't have to be that. One of our early popes, who lived about 1500 years ago, said something wonderful. He said, "Beloved, let us give thanks. Give thanks to God the Father through His Son and the Holy Spirit, because in His great love for us, He took pity on us. And when we were dead in our sins, He brought us to life with Christ, so that in Him we might become a new creation. Therefore, let us throw off the old nature and all of its ways. As we have come to birth in Christ, let us renounce the works of the flesh." Christian, remember your dignity. Think about that. Remember your dignity. Remember in whose image you have been made and in whose image you are to live, not just here, but forever. Do not return to sin by your former base condition. Bear in mind who is your head, that is Christ, and of whose body you are a member. Again, that is Christ. Do not forget that you've been rescued from the power of darkness and been brought in light of God's kingdom. Through the sacrament of baptism, you become a temple of the Holy Spirit. Do not drive away so great events by your evil conduct and become once again a slave to the devil, for your liberty was bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Is there a way to restore that peace on earth the angels sang about? Of course there is. It's by repentance and being at peace with God. It's by forgiveness and being at peace with one another. It's by living a life of boldness and grace that we have love amongst one another, brothers and sisters in Christ, and for all the other members of the world who do not know Christ and must come to know who Jesus is through us by our words, by our actions, by our lives. Without Christ, without the cross, without His grace, then peace on earth remains nothing but a simple commission, reading board, and not the reality that is the good news that announces the Savior's presence. And we thank God for the gift of the birth of Christ. As Christ became like one in all things with sin, may we seek to cast aside sin in all things.